Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we bring you a concert by the Dimitri Matheny Quartet, this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. The flugelhorn player Dimitri Matheny has made a couple of recent visits to Seattle, including an engagement at Vito's and at this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Art Museum. His mellow lyrical style is reminiscent of Art Farmer, who was Dimitri's mentor. Dimitri Matheny grew up in Georgia and Arizona, graduated from Boston's famed Berklee College of Music, and moved to San Francisco, where he was involved with SF jazz during the 90s. He now divides his time between San Francisco and a home in Phoenix when he's not touring. Joining Dimitri Matheny in this concert at the Seattle Art Museum are former Seattle resident pianist Nick Manson, who has been active in television and commercial work and is presently a music professor at Mesa Community College. In addition to his studio work and teaching, he's also found time to tour widely as well. The group is rounded out by bassist Chris Higgins and drummer Robert Rushing, and they open this concert at the Seattle Art Museum, the Dimitri Matheny Quartet, and the standard It Could Happen to You.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really great to be here at the Seattle Art Museum. That was It Could Happen to You by the brilliant songwriting team of Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. That's a classic love song written in 1944, so nearly 70 years ago, and it's still showing up in movies and movie soundtracks now. So with all due respect to Mumford & Sons, that's what we call a hit. As Jim told you, we're the Dimitri Matheny Group. We're playing some Valentine's Day jazz for you this evening. And I'm delighted to share the stage with some of the best musicians you'll ever hear anywhere. My piano man from Phoenix by way of Los Angeles, originally from Seattle, and we've worked all over the place at the Telluride Jazz Festival and just about everywhere, and I love working with this guy, the brilliant Nick Manson on the piano. Our bassist from New York City by way of Portland, Oregon is Chris Higgins. And if any of you were here the last time I was here in town, I worked with this great drummer. When he walked in for the gig, he was actually hired by the piano player, Bill Anschell. And when he walked in, I was like, man, I know you. And we put our heads together and figured out that we played together in Atlanta, Georgia 20 years ago. And I thought, I remember liking this cat. He's still great. Robert Rushing on the drums. So we're going to play some romantic and soulful music for you tonight, a mix of some jazz classics, standards from the Great American Songbook, and some of my own recent compositions. I'm going to play a piece for you now. It's an original. And this is actually the world premiere of this piece. No one has seen this, not even the musicians. Y'all don't mind being guinea pigs, do you? I grew up in the American South, Tennessee and Georgia, where people, including my kin, hunt large game for sport with something called buckshot. And it's actually not very sporting, because buckshot hits pretty much everything, anything that's even remotely near the target. Now, I'm not a gun guy myself. I'm a pacifist. But I like the idea of buckshot as a metaphor for anything that's guaranteed to be effective, especially anything from the South. So, for example, moonshine, or peach cobbler, or the blues are all guaranteed to do the job. Now stay with me. The Rubaiyat is a collection of sensuous poetry from the Middle East attributed to the Persian poet Omar Khayyam. And it extols the virtues of food and wine and romantic love. See the Valentine's Day connection there? That's my kind of poetry. So that's the reason for the title of this next selection. It's a Persian blues called Buckshot Rubaiyat. And we hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by the Dimitri Matheny Quartet in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. This concert recorded on February 14th. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. And they don't write them like that anymore, do they? You heard Love You Madly by Duke Ellington, followed by My Funny Valentine by Richard Rodgers, and Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael. Once again, you've been listening to Nick Manson on the piano. Yeah, Nick. That's Chris Higgins on the bass. And the very, very tasty Robert Rushing on the drums. Hard to find a drummer that plays quiet enough for me. And this is the cat right here, man. You hear him playing with his hands on the snare drum on the Buckshot Rubaiyat deal? I love it. If you like our music, please put your email address in that little box right there. Write it on a piece of paper or put in a business card or something. I promise to send you junk email for the rest of your lives. I always let you know where we're performing. And if you'd like to take us home with you, we have CDs. As Jim mentioned, they're a compilation CD and some of the songs you've heard tonight and from a lot of our different recordings. And take us home. Next, we're going to play a favorite bossa nova by the Italian composer Bruno Martino, and this is called Estate. Thank you.
You're listening to the Dimitri Matheny Quartet, recorded in concert, a Valentine's Day concert, as a matter of fact, at the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, presented on the second Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 7:30, presented by Earshot Jazz. This concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Back to the Seattle Art Museum now for music from the second part of the concert, and a special guest joining the Dimitri Matheny Quartet with Nick Manson piano, Chris Higgins on bass, and Robert Rushing on drums, Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn.
At this time, we're going to bring up a special guest who I didn't know was going to be coming tonight, and is a fantastic musician and someone that I've admired from afar from a long time. Hence, and this is my first opportunity to share the stage with him, and we want to welcome him. We're going to play some Caravan by Juan Tizol, which was popularized by Duke Ellington, and you hear this tune in a lot of heist pictures for some reason. I've always loved this tune. But please join me in welcoming to our stage Andy Suzuki. Thank you. apparently that's how they do it in Seattle. Woo! I studied for 10 years with a wonderful flugelhornist named Art Farmer, and Art taught me many things about music and about life and about band leading, life on the road, but probably the best thing he ever taught me that has really served me well is to always surround myself with great musicians that play better than I do. It's like tennis, you know, and it lifts your whole game. The worst that can happen is maybe you don't feel great about what you did that night, but you go home with a smile on your face from listening to all of that great music. And I really love playing with these guys. These are some of the best musicians you'll ever hear anywhere. Once again, Chris Higgins, Robert Rushing, Nick Manson. I think we'll continue on with the Broadway kind of vibe. This one is George Gershwin from Porgy and Bess. This is It Ain't Necessarily So. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Concert in the Art of Jazz series featuring the Dmitri Matheny Quartet playing at the Seattle Art Museum. Dmitri Matheny, flugelhorn, Nick Manson, piano, Chris Higgins was the bass player, and Robert Rushing on drums, winding up their concert with It Ain't Necessarily So. And our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.